When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So you guys see the title of this episode. You might be wondering, why am I saying this? So recently, Dan Le Batard, he went on his show and he complimented LeBron by comparing him to Muhammad Ali. Now, this comparison is not even close. But to give you guys some context, I'll play what he said and then I'll share my thoughts with you afterwards. But before I do, like this video and subscribe to the channel. All right, now here we go.
I don't think we understand how unfair we've been to excellence during an era over the last 20 years, social media, mocking people. He was always chasing Michael, always chasing Michael. To see him holding that American flag, and that flag means something different than it did 20 years ago, but the thing holding it doesn't. It's still excellence for 20 years. Today's Ali. And you know how hard it is to tackle Michael Jordan as America's ultimate winner? Not even Brady could do it because he wasn't first. We have watched for 20 years somebody who holds that American flag in the middle of the Olympics. And once upon a time, right, because we don't treat Team USA this way. We don't treat anymore what it is that we're watching of this team and make it feel like it did when it was Jordan and Barkley. But imagine Michael Jordan at the end of everything, not shooting jumpers for the Wizards, older than any athlete out there and still deserving of holding the flag, how emotional you would have been watching it because you're so much nicer to him.
So you heard what Le Batard had to say. Now the glazing that he's doing is shameless, and he's not only wrong, but he's being extremely disingenuous. Now, first of all, Muhammad Ali is one of those figures that transcends their field of endeavor, right? And is also synonymous with it. So when you talk boxing, people immediately think of Muhammad Ali. It's the same impact that Michael Jordan has with basketball and that Tiger Woods has with golfing, right? And that Michael Jackson has with music and entertainment. Now, LeBron James is nowhere close to that or the caliber of the people that I just mentioned. He just isn't. He doesn't have that level of global pull or appeal. He's more so propagated by the media and is a byproduct of mainstream sports media, right? That 24/7 around the clock coverage. He's more of a byproduct of that, right? And also, he has stooges who are shills for Clutch Sports, allegedly, that do a lot of his bidding for him. So a lot of the hype surrounding LeBron is not even organic or authentic. Now, another aspect to take into consideration is Muhammad Ali's appeal is that he stood up for a cause greater than himself. So he refused to partake in the Vietnam War, right? He wasn't imprisoned for it, you know, despite the common narrative that gets pushed a lot. But he did lose years, right? He lost prime years from his boxing career and a lot of potential earnings, right? And that just goes to show the great lengths that he went to in order to uphold his beliefs and his values. So this notion that LeBron is somehow a modern day Ali, it's not only a majority of people will look back at that moment in history and would agree with his premise that it was a war that shouldn't have even occurred in the first place. But when it comes to someone like LeBron, he doesn't care about anything more than making money and getting attention for himself. Now, me personally, I don't believe that he really has any morals or values or any ideologies that he holds firm belief in and that he really advocates for. To me, he strikes me as more of a flavor of the day type of guy. And to give you guys an example of this, he had a teammate, Ira Noble, who during the 2006 to 2007 season was trying to raise awareness for an issue that was happening in Darfur, Sudan at the time. And LeBron James refused to sign an open letter because he didn't know enough about it. Now, truthfully, if you look back at that conflict and what it involved, the reason why LeBron chose to say nothing about it is because it was against his professional and business interests. So what did he do? He chose to stick to basketball, right? Now, eventually, he spoke on it a year later, but to be honest, he was better off not saying anything because he just gave a vague, generic, non-definitive statement that really meant nothing. And honestly, normally, I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with someone staying silent. At the end of the day, people have situations and circumstances that might preclude them from being able to speak up and be vocal. It's just the reality of life, right? And I'm actually more empathetic than others might be, right? So I don't believe in that silence is violence kind of stuff, right? I'm actually empathetic to people like that. But what I don't respect and I don't have any empathy for are really just two things. People who want to act like social justice warriors, but they practice selective outrage depending on their interests, right? Or people who speak on matters that they are not educated on. Those are my two caveats to what I said earlier. Now, in the case of a LeBron, he does both. So he was someone who stayed silent on everything. Now, in 2012, LeBron rebranded himself as this champion of justice and civil rights, right? But then eventually he got his card pulled and then he ended up embarrassing himself. So when that whole situation with Daryl Morey happened, right, with that whole tweet, right, LeBron wanted to act tough, call him out. But then when LeBron was told to share his opinion on the situation at hand regarding the conflict or the internal, I wouldn't even say conflict, the internal struggle between China and Hong Kong, right? When LeBron was asked to give his opinion, he basically just said, "I'm going to stay quiet and focus on basketball." Oh. So, in other words, you wanted to just shut up and dribble. But when Laura Ingraham told him to just shut up and dribble, she was called a racist. Now, how is that statement, shut up and dribble, racist? LeBron isn't a sharp or a witty guy. I've said that many times on this podcast. I highly doubt that he knows much about domestic or foreign policy, right? So, what's wrong with telling someone like him to focus on his area of expertise? He's an athlete. So be an athlete. He wants to be more than an athlete when it's convenient for him, and just be an athlete when it's not advantageous for him to speak up. And that's why, time and time again, like we saw in that situation, he puts his foot in his mouth and he embarrasses himself.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, Michael Jordan was someone who stayed silent, not because he didn't care or he didn't have opinions. It's just that he had enough self-awareness to understand that this is not his field of expertise, right? And it's okay. He gives charitable donations to causes that matter to him. He does his own way of economically empowering the Black community through hiring practices, through his business practices. You just have to go look up and see the actual work that he's done, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, Michael Jordan is absolutely a generous person, but he just does it behind the scenes without making a spectacle or trying to seek the outside world's validation. And Muhammad Ali was someone who stood up for what he wholeheartedly believed in. And the only reason why he had to go public with his stance is because at that time, the Vietnam War was a very hot topic. Plus, if you look at the character of a Muhammad Ali, he was someone who was charismatic. He had charisma in and out of the ring. He had the ability to turn even his biggest haters into his allies. Him and Howard Cosell eventually developed some kind of professional slash personal bond between them. And they used that shtick as a way to brand build for the both of them, right? Muhammad Ali was a charismatic person. He was funny. He was witty. He was gregarious. And he was engaging. That's how he became very popular as a personality, which allowed him to transcend the sport of boxing. He knew how to engage the fans and the media, right? He was a public figure and an icon. Yet he was also the people's champ at the same time. Now, I want to be very clear. LeBron is none of those things. 20 plus years in the league, and there's not a single notable quote from him like we have with a great like Muhammad Ali. Now, if LeBron was really built like a Muhammad Ali was, he would have embraced Skip Bayless's trolling or any other media member that was trolling him. He would have embraced it, and he would have found a way to create a mutually beneficial partnership for both of them, or he would have went on their programs and called them out to their face and tried to embarrass them, right? But instead, LeBron is so fragile and insecure that anyone in the media who criticizes him, he works behind the scenes to either get them fired, deplatformed, or just outright shadow banned. He'll also push to get his lackeys promoted and into jobs at these mainstream media outlets so they can go on TV or they can go on podcasts or any of these platforms and they can wave the pom-poms and glaze him, right? Go ask Michelle Beadle. Even go ask someone like Stephen A. Smith with the kind of interactions and run-ins that he had with LeBron and his crew. Look at what the mainstream media has allowed themselves to become today. It's just LeBron glazing all the time. And that's exactly what Dan Le Batard is doing here. Now, after hearing his comments, I believe that he's been compromised, just like all of the other media personalities have been compromised, allegedly, right? Such as Nick Wright, Shannon Sharp, Brian Windhorst, just to name a few. And by the way, this narrative that his fans tried to push, that when you're criticizing LeBron or you're criticizing Bronny, because they're starting to do that with him now, that suddenly you're against black people and you're kicking a black man and putting a black man down. Man, you guys need to get out of here with that. Calling LeBron out on his BS and holding him accountable isn't hating, right? And it's not kicking a black man down. It's not trying to bring him down or anything like that, right? And it's very laughable that you guys even say stuff like that. In a world that glazes him, you need to have some kind of balance and you need to have a different perspective. There needs to be a counterculture that goes against the mainstream culture that's being propagated, right? And if we're really going to talk about, you know, keeping black men down and doing harm to the to black men, then let's talk about it. Who got Paul Silas, a black head coach, fired, right? When LeBron threw Russell Westbrook under the bus and he permanently sullied his stature within the NBA and put his playing career at jeopardy. What do you call that? When he would repeatedly disrespect the authority of Darvin Ham and publicly undermine him while throwing him under the bus to the media, what do you call that? When he would scapegoat Mario Chalmers and try to sun him on the court, what is that? When he went behind Kyrie's back to try and get him traded and proactively threw him under the bus in a press conference a couple of years ago, what was LeBron doing then? He openly advocates for Austin Reeves while treating D'Angelo Russell like garbage, when we all know that D'Angelo Russell is a significantly better player than Austin Reeves can ever imagine becoming. But D'Angelo Russell is just not a good fit as a cog in the LeBron James machine where LeBron holds and controls the ball, right? And he reduces the players around him to nothing more than catch and shoot role players. Now, D'Angelo Russell was an all-star on the Brooklyn Nets. And look how LeBron treats him. Treats him like he's a liability, like he does harm to the team, right? When he did his documentary, I believe it was called More Than an Athlete or Shut Up and Dribble. It was one of those things. It was, you know, it was one of those mediocre documentaries that his production companies like to put out, right? In one of those documentaries, he was talking about Muhammad Ali, and he dedicated an entire segment to tearing down Michael Jordan by saying that, oh, growing up, I was a fan of Michael Jordan, but I was always disappointed that he never spoke up on social issues. So is he not tearing down Michael Jordan? Look at all the names that I just mentioned. So you guys will say that holding him accountable and calling him out is tearing him down. But all the stuff that LeBron James did that I just mentioned and laid out here, and that's only a fraction of the stuff that he's done. You guys are going to call it that. You guys aren't going to say that he's tearing down black men, right? Like, you guys need to get out of here with that. As long as the mainstream media is going to sing his praises and glaze him the way that they do, I will be here, and many content creators will be here, to provide a counterbalance for people that are actually interested in hearing the truth and getting a balanced perspective. But Dan Le Batard, just cut the nonsense. You know this isn't true. We know this isn't true. Just stop it. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. You can also follow me and the podcast on Instagram and TikTok. You can also check out my books. The link will be in the description. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.